When you look at the world rankings and look at the professional anglers, there's a name that's always on top, seems like, is Kevin Van Dam, but right around there and has been on top a couple, three or four times, is Greg Hackney. And Greg, welcome to the program.
Hey, you doing all right?
I'm doing great, and I know your weather in Louisiana is a lot better than it is here in Illinois, but you've been out doing a little red fishing, getting ready for the Bassmaster Classic, and it's been exciting for you, I'm sure, you know, having a little time off.
Yeah, it really has. You know, I've got to do a lot of hunting this fall and spend a lot of time with my family and haven't really fished a lot, but like I said, I spent a lot of time hunting, and I've really enjoyed that.
Well, you've got to be kind of, and most of the guys I talk to of late, they're kind of chomping at the bit to get going again, and the Elite Series was a big success last year for all you guys, and you know, you had a win in there at Sam Rayburn, but it's kind of like, okay, I went hunting, I did all the things I needed to do with the family, I got everything out of the way, but now it's time to go back to business.
You know, it really is, and normally it hits me about the first of the year, about January the 1st, I mean, all I can think about from then, you know, for the rest of the year is fishing. I mean, every year about that time I get cabin fever, I guess, ready to get started.
Well, Greg, you know, the silly season probably 2 years ago was big for you because you made a lot of changes, but this year not so many changes, but a lot of fine-tuning to your sponsorships, and you got Smith Optics now, which is a new one for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that deal. Smith Optics are kind of new in the bass fishing world, but I think they're really fixing to step up and take the bass fishing world by storm. I just really believe in their product. I think they're probably, the best sunglass that has been introduced into our market in a long time. You know, for some reason, our market, the sunglass market's been kind of old, hadn't really been anything new, and I think Smith Optics, they've got some new lens, some new technology that we haven't seen in the past, and, I'm really excited about that deal.
Well, you think about it, you know, a lot of times we talk about all the neat gadgets and gadgets that we've got in fishing, but we sometimes don't talk about the safety issues and having a good pair of sunglasses, being able to see on the water, being able to, when you're bed fishing, some of those kind of things, to be able to take advantage of that. Sunglasses are critical.
Yeah, they really are. You know, for me, sunglasses are like putting on my pants every morning. I wear sunglasses 365 days a year with the ultraviolet rays, you know, that are so bad. And I'm driving, I've got them on. I'm fishing, I've got them on. When I'm hunting, I've got them on. I mean, you know, just for eye protection year-round.
Well, Greg, you know, another thing that I know is recently you got a new flipping stick that's got your name on it. And the line associated with that and the reel associated with that have been critical to your success. You told me when we were off the air here about the ability to be able to use gamma fluorocarbon and how much you use it. And it's amazing to me that you're almost using that all the time.
You know, I would say now I am using fluorocarbon, I would say at least like 97% of the time. I can do everything with it. It's a smaller in diameter than monofilament. It doesn't have the stretch. It's denser. It's more sensitive. By using the gamma fluorocarbon, it's much more stronger than monofilament, has a much stronger knot strength than monofilament. I mean, there's no reason for me not to use it. I mean, everything I do with fluorocarbon. Now, with the exception of a handful of times, I'll use braid. Yeah, really just braid maybe on a topwater or flipping some really, really heavy cover. But like I said, 97% of the time I'm using gamma fluorocarbon. I'm so excited. It's pumped my confidence up. Now, I've always liked fluorocarbon since it's been out, but I've always been really scared of it because in the past it's a weak knot strength. It's just not as been as strong as monofilament. And so now that Gamma's come out with their fluorocarbon, and I've used it. I won the tournament last year at Rayburn with it. I used it exclusively for 4 days during the tournament. I actually started the tournament with 16-pound gamma fluorocarbon, and I ended with 20. Just another one of those confidence deals. When the fish will bite a bigger line, you always go to a bigger line. You know, I mean, that just plays hand in hand. But I really believe it's the most exciting line to hit the market since I've been fishing.
Well, it has to be for you because you're one of the guys notorious on the tour who really cracks the. I mean, when you set the hook, you really let them have it. And you know, I've seen you straighten hooks. I've seen you do all kinds of stuff. So you really have to have that good line.
You know, you really do. And see, and I'm one of those few people, like a lot of people, they want to catch a fish with a topwater strike. I don't care anything about that. I want to feel him bite and set the hook. That's the whole excitement to me is setting the hook. And I want to make him pay. I want to put some pressure on him when I set the hook. And, you know, I boat flipped 5-pounders last year with the gamma fluorocarbon, which was unheard of. You know, people wouldn't do that. But I have that much confidence. In the tournament I won, I boat flipped 5-pounders with it. I mean, you know, that's the kind of confidence I have in it. I can put it on a big, strong rod and pull as hard as I want to, and you just haven't been able to do that in the past.
Well, and you've got, you know, that new Tour Edition by Zebco Quantum that's phenomenal for you, and then also the burner reels that you're using in conjunction with all this equipment.
You know, I feel like now with my rod and reels, my line, my sunglasses, my boat motor, all my equipment. I am better now than I've ever been before. You know, you're only as good as your equipment, and I feel sure now I have the best equipment on the market. This suits me. I have the most confidence in it. Any piece of equipment that I use now, you know, I've got confidence it's going to do what I need it to do.
Well, and you also got a little truck there you pull everything with, too.
Right, I do. You know, now you know, it's so funny that you say that. I just went this morning and picked up my new Tundra, which is the big truck now, you know, the big truck Tundra. It's a little bit bigger than a truck I had last year. It's a half-ton pickup with three-quarter-ton specs. You know, I'm going to be able to burn up and down the highway. I'm not going to break the speed limit.
Yeah, we got that announcement out for all the state police listening, and
right.
They see that Toyota go by. Greg, let's talk a little bit about the Classic. You know, there's kind of mixed emotions out there that this could be a finesse bite, deep water bite, but it can also be a largemouth bite. And, you know, you guys got to practice, but it seems like eons ago when you did that. And now, you know, you're going to go back down there. Now, we've had a big cold front come through, which is impacting that area a little bit now. But you've got about 20 days to go.
Right. You know, it's really going to decide between now and when the Classic, you know, what the weather does. You know, it may be, it may be one of those tournaments where I can, pick up my flipping stick and flip the hole, just depending on the weather. It could be a finesse bite. I mean, it's definitely going to be weather-oriented. You know, I'm one of those people that believe a mixed bag, it'll probably take a mixed bag to win the Classic. You know, if it happens to break off really warm and we have one of those 80-degree weeks in February in the South, like, you know, but we possibly could have, I feel like it'll probably be dominated by largemouth. But if we have the current conditions that we're having right now, I mean, we're probably having some of the coldest temperatures of the year, you know, and I've been watching the weather over there, and like yesterday, I think the high was 39. And, I mean, that water temperature is really down, you know, so it's really going to depend. You know, we might get an 8-inch rain. I mean, there's so many variables. There's always a lot of variables in fishing. But one thing before in the Classic, with it being in August, you normally had pretty stable weather. Normally it was hot, but, I mean, you didn't have a lot of rain. You just had basic summertime conditions. But, you know, we're fishing in a time of the year now that it's changing. And I really believe that most versatile fishermen will win the Classic. I don't believe it's a guy that will really just get, unless the weather just plays right into his hands, will be able to dial into one deal. You'll probably have to do multiple deals to win the Classic. It'll be the first time it's been like that. And I think that's because of the time of the year.
Well, you fished the Classic before, you know, several times, and have not done as well as you'd like to do. And it's always been because it's been kind of the time of year. But this year, you know, and with the changing mixed bag, that ought to play into your hands pretty well.
You know, I'd like to think it would. I'd like to think I'm a bad weather fisherman. I'd really like for it to be tremendously bad. The deal for me, I don't know that I would do any better, but I just think it takes away any advantage that anyone would have. You know, if we go over there and, you know, the water temperature's in the low 40s and the air temperature's in the 30s for a week, it's going to play, I don't care who you are, it's going to play with you mentally. And I just feel like that's, I want them to suffer. I think the Classic should be the toughest tournament of the year, and that's, you know, to prove, you know, who the true champion is. And so I want the weather to be bad. I want everybody to suffer. Mentally, I want them to take a beating before it ever starts.
Well, you're going to go get that beating, and then you turn around and go down to where it's going to be hot again down in Amistad.
Let it bump. I'm really excited about that. Well, what the deal is, you get the Classic over with, that's your hard when you go to Amistad, and you just enjoy yourself. The most awesome place in the world that I've ever been fishing. But we really have the most awesome schedule this year that we've had. You know, last year everybody was bragging on how great it was last year, but I look at this year's schedule, for me personally, much better than last year. I mean, it's just we're going to the finest fisheries, you know, from the East Coast to the West Coast and to the North. So, you know, we're going to California. We're going up to Lake Erie, which, you know, Donnelly's known as the best smallmouth fishing in the world. So, I mean, we just go from one extreme to the other. It's going to be pretty great.
Well, you know, we talk about the rankings, and, you know, True Tungsten's a big player in that. And you're going to have a new product coming out by them, hopefully here pretty quick. You got to be excited about that, being able to
do something. Yeah, I really am. It's my new frog hook. I think it's going to revolutionize that market. You know, when these new swimming frogs came out a couple years ago, they just pretty well just, you know, blew everything away. They were the hottest thing going. And so I think now this hook is going to play right in there with that. You know, it's a double hook. So you're actually, you know, twice as much on the hookup ratio. As before, we just used a single worm hook. Well, this has the same principle, but it's actually a double hook. You know, you'll have a hook coming out of the back of the frog on both sides. You know, so it'll just, you know, it's a strong hook. You know, you're going to be able to use this hook with braided line. Man, it's pretty awesome. I don't want anybody that, right now, I'm the only one that's got any. And so I'm pretty excited about that. In case it was to break out warm at the Classic, I'd be the only ones there with these hooks.
Well, Greg, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. I look forward to seeing you soon, and good luck at the Classic. We'll see you down there as well.
Yeah, see you there. I've enjoyed it. Talk to you later.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.